Hi guys! Welcome back to our podcast this week.
Yay!
I hurry up and want a studio though, TBH.
I know, but honestly, you know, like, because we can see everything in our house.
Yeah.
This is our house.
Yeah.
This is Meg's bed. But you know when you like actually just watch the YouTube video?
Yeah.
It's like a really, it looks really nice.
It's just a concrete background.
Yeah. Because like, it's like low-key, like very simple and minimal. It's like cool.
So yeah, true.
It's not that bad. It's just, I guess like our feeling wise, like
yeah,
it would be like nice.
A motivation
if,
thing.
Yeah, because it's low-key a mess.
high key.
It's really bad.
It's scary.
We need to clean.
Deep clean.
Yeah.
And my mom's trying to come over to this house
this weekend. Oh, damn.
So she's literally going to pass out if she sees this house at a state like this.
Yeah, like, I think so too. Like, even like me, if I didn't live here and I came to this house, I would be like, are you okay? Like, I would be like actually concerned. Like, do you need me to help you get your life together? Like, is something going on in your life?
Our life is definitely not together right now for some reason. I also was sick yesterday. And I think a lot of that comes from like stress.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that like stress can affect you physically,
right?
It's so weird.
Yeah,
like you never really believe that, but it does. Like, I'm like, oh wow, it's real, when I realize that the doctor tells me that.
Yeah, true.
Because like last time I got bokoeng,
yeah,
he was like, I think it's partially also from stress. Your stress. And I was like, what? Like, stress can get you that?
Yeah, stress also, like, apparently this thing bokoeng that I have this time too, you can get it easily around your period too.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was like, period no mai wa nariyasui kara gaman shinai de oshikko zettai ni mitaina. And then I was like, what? Like, why does women have to go through so many bullshit just because? You know what I mean? Like,
it's really unfair.
It's so unfair. Like,
it's
gonna, like, you know, stop talking
about
this. And
I'm never gonna understand why. I know it depends on the country, but why we have to pay for sanitary pads,
pills, anything that has to do with like my period.
Yeah, because I didn't choose to be
a
woman.
No,
I don't choose to get my blood flowing like this every month.
And we are going through this every month so that we can give birth and continue this generation. Like, please give us at least free pads. Like, are we asking for too much? I don't think
so. Yeah. No, literally, I'm so confused. Like, whenever I talk about it, I actually get angry because I really don't understand why we have to pay more for that.
Yeah.
Like, so obviously, you're gonna buy the condoms. Like
obviously.
Obviously. Like, it's not even a question. Like,
nope. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that you only need to buy it like when you're gonna do it. Like, you're not gonna like, it's not like you're gonna have it every month.
Exactly.
And literally, you get a full pack. Like, dude.
Don't even fight me on that. Because you're gonna lose anyways.
Like, not only is there blood gushing out of you, you also get cramps and this like stomach ache that is indescribably painful, which you will never understand.
You will never ever understand.
So like, don't come at us.
Yeah. Women are not happy when they're on their period, so just don't.
Yeah,
like, we're working every, it was so funny because like this girl, the boyfriend was like, I work every day and I'm like so tired from all these work and meetings and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And she's like, does he think I don't work? In this generation, women work too.
Yeah.
Even if she's on her period, even if she has PMS, even if she has period cramps, she still goes to work every day. So like, stop complaining about your work and how tired you are.
I think women are so strong.
So
for
strong.
For not like complaining about it.
Yeah. Like, you don't hear about it because all the women are not complaining about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We could be every month. Every fucking
month. And like,
month.
We feel the women who actually are also in pain. Like, we feel you, girl.
Yeah. So I think girls talk about it to girls because they know that she understands.
Right.
But we never mention it to guys because they'll just be like, are you okay? Like, no, like, bitch, I'm not okay.
And like, you know, it's like low-key like becoming like a joke when she, oh, it's that time of the month.
When she's like kind of cranky.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
It's not
bitch.
Funny. Like, I'm not choosing to have it at this time of the month. I don't want it at all.
And girls will never say that to girls. Just like, you know, like, are you on your period just because you're cranky? Like, no.
It's not funny.
So disrespectful.
Yeah.
Don't even.
This is serious because it's serious because it's painful.
Yeah.
And it actually affects like how you work and how efficient you are.
Yeah.
With everything. And it comes with money because you have to pay for these pads. Like,
yeah.
Bro.
Bro. Like,
oh my god, talking about it is actually making me really angry. And if he seriously doesn't understand like how to deal with you,
yeah,
like I'm expecting my boyfriend mm-hmm. to like understand, be nice,
be nice
if I'm like having like a mood swing because of the period
mm-hmm.
and he comes back at me with a mood swing as well.
Oh my god, don't fight me right now.
Are you on your fucking period?
Are you gonna give birth to a child, please? Shut the fuck up, literally.
Because it's crazy to think that either in life as a woman until you can't make babies anymore,
mm-hmm.
either you have a period every month
mm-hmm.
or you're pregnant.
Right.
And you're starting to get a huge belly. You have a yeah. friggin' human in you. And that comes with also like physical pain.
Yeah.
And like you get like nauseous.
Yeah.
Or you have like weird eating habits. Like,
yeah. And you get wrinkles.
It's not stopping.
Yeah. Like, it's not getting better just because you're not on your period. Like, it's just, I don't know, it frustrates me. Like, I'm not even trying to go, like, come at men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not trying to blame them.
Yeah.
Because they're just different sex. I guess they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But just be respectful, please. Don't try to fight us on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is all from me.
Is there something that you want your boyfriend to do when you're on your period?
So the thing is, like, even if he asks, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be like, obviously, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's more like what I want him to do is, like, check up on me every day. How are you feeling today?
Mm.
Are you still going through cramps? Like, I'm not forgetting about the fact that you're on
yeah,
your
day. Yeah,
like, I'm
yeah.
not expect like.
Okay, that's really good, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, day one, he buys me chocolates and, like, stuff. No, I don't need that shit. Like, yeah. I can't even eat it when I'm on period anyways. So, like, just check up on me. Call me at least. Be like, mm-hmm. how are you feeling? Are you okay? Do you need anything? And yeah. I'm gonna be like, no, it's okay. But that's what I need. Do you need anything?
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And him not forgetting. Because it goes on for a week, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really important to ask me how I'm feeling.
Yeah. yeah. My feelings.
But I think for me, it also comes with, like, the gifts.
Yeah.
Like, if he brings me stuff. Like, I think it's about the thought.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're dating for a while, he should know what I want.
Right.
So, like, I would, like, expect him to be bringing that stuff in.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Be nice.
Be nice. Just be, like, extra nice.
If I'm being really pushy and, like, I'm being really, like, extra mean
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And for that some reason is because I'm my mom, period. Like, you can't fight back.
No.
Don't fight back.
Don't fight back.
Even if it's not your fault, just say sorry.
Yeah.
Literally.
Just don't fight back.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we're both on our periods, so.
Yes.
you know, like, so basically she had it, like, what, 3 days ago?
2 days ago? And mine, like, officially started, like, yesterday, though.
Okay, but you had it, like, low-key 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And then I had it, like, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And on the day that you were getting it,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm so gonna get it because I was so... Like, my mood swing was really bad.
Yeah.
And I really, really thought that my life is over. And I really was about to cry.
Yeah.
And I think I would. I think I would have. I just don't know. But, like, within this, like, new lifestyle that I'm living in
mm-hmm.
and this, like, entrepreneurial life,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm, like, fighting against this, like, this demon where, like, I shouldn't cry. But I totally could have.
Right.
If I wanted to let it out.
Yeah.
I definitely could have. But I was just, like, keeping it in.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's also good.
Because,
like, I was like, oh, I'm going to cry. But then I kept it in.
Yeah.
Because I thought if I cry, I would be like, why the fuck am I crying?
Right.
Like, there's no reason as to why I'm crying.
Yeah.
So then it was, like, confusing me.
And then we also don't really have the time to be crying.
I mean, it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, true. We could, you know. But my friend was like, whenever he's stressed,
yeah,
he just goes to his room and then screams in the pillow and just gets it over with. And when I first heard that, he's like 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
So, where he was in the working industry 2 years before me.
Yeah.
And that's when he told me that. I was like, what kind of stress is that?
Yeah.
Like, what are you going through? LOL. But now I understand.
Yeah.
I would totally do that.
Yeah.
You know?
I did that. In high school.
Like, there's so many reasons for me to scream in the pillow right now.
Yeah.
But it's mostly like frustrations towards myself, right? It's not even like about someone else. Mm. It's like about the fact that I can't be efficient.
Yeah.
I can't be like, you know, multitasking, or I can't get shit done. And that just frustrates me. But then I'm thinking, this time of me screaming in the pillow is making, you know, wasting time, basically. Yes. So I just don't. But
yeah.
I don't know.
But it's good to cry, as everyone says. I think that is true.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still learning.
Yeah.
In that sense.
But, you know, I saw this, like, TikTok. Or, like, I saw this TikTok. It was promoting this calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what's a better motivation than death?
Mm.
And then it basically portrays every week from your age zero to when you're 80.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, like, color it in black every week, right? And then so, like, you can kind of see how many more weeks you have until you're 80 or when you die, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're already, like, 20-something, you have to color in, like, so many circles because you're starting from zero.
Yeah.
And then, like, that calendar scared me.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, 2 or, like, 25% done, you know?
Right. Ooh.
And that kind of scared me.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I know.
Quarter life crisis.
Literally.
Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm entering a quarter life crisis soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I am already in the crisis. I am entering quarter life.
Quarter life.
Of my life.
Yeah.
Speaking of quarter life, I don't know when this podcast is going up, TBH, but it's almost Meg's birthday. I just wanted to put it out there.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
If it's already your birthday. I really don't know when this is going up. But yes, her birthday is in April and mine is in May. Mm-hmm. So it's very close. Maybe we shall... Oh, we were talking about doing a combined boat party.
Right.
With our friends.
Yeah, I hope we can do that.
Yeah, we should actually do it.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yeah.
Also, my sister is getting married this weekend, so I will be attending my first family wedding. I will let you guys know how I feel after I come back from the wedding.
Yeah, I hope you're full of love.
You know? Yeah, I hope I will come back hopeful.
Yeah, yeah.
And not unhopeful.
Like, excited for
your future. Yeah, yeah. Not, like, devastated. Because that could also potentially happen.
Yeah, it's one way or the other.
Like, it could be, like, oh, my God, I don't want to get fucking married.
Yeah.
Or, fuck, I'm single as fuck. Like, how am I going to find the love of my life?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's going to be, like, oh, my God, I really can't wait until I find that person.
Yeah. Kay. But, you know, I went to my friend's wedding, like, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And the thoughts that went through my head were not, there's no guy like this for me. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no, like, perfect, like, such a good guy.
Yeah.
Because the boyfriend or the husband is a really nice guy, right?
Yeah.
The thoughts weren't that. My thoughts were, wow, my friend, who's a girl, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she's so stable.
Yeah.
She's so, like, settled within herself. Yeah. She already found what she wanted to do. She has established, like, her goals in life.
Yeah.
Like, not completely, but, like, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Like, she was ready to be in a marriage.
Right.
And then I saw myself and I was, like, definitely not ready to be. Like, obviously, like, no wonder why I can't find a guy who's ready to be in a marriage, because I'm not ready to be in a marriage. And that kind of scared me.
That was the realization.
Yeah, because I don't know when I will be ready or if I ever will be ready, but I definitely am not marriage material right now.
But don't you think for your friend, it's more so that it's not that as a, like, single human, she's not ready. It's more like she was ready with him.
Right. That too. But I also do think she could have gotten married with someone else.
Oh, really?
Like, I mean,
she's,
like,
that mature?
Yeah.
Or stable?
Yeah.
Within, like, her life.
Yeah. Her as an individual is complete. And him as an individual is also complete, like, mature enough. That's why the two individuals were able to get together.
Yeah.
But because I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
Even if he was, I think it won't work out because I'm just not. Yeah.
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 It's difficult, guys.
Yeah. Marriage is difficult.
Marriage is difficult and we really can't stop talking about it every week. It's scaring me.
I don't want to get married. I said it. That was, like, so unconscious. Like, that was, like, subconsciously.
Yeah, I heard it.
I don't want to get married. I do not want to get married. Not. Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
Haven't found the guy yet.
Well, guys, I did go on a date.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It did happen, and that was actually the day where I had a major PMS moment day.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I really
cannot. Yeah, she did not want to go
excited.
Yeah,
but I think looking back at it, it wasn't that bad. And I feel like maybe because I was in that state, it was also good because I couldn't get too nervous about it,
right?
Because I was so done.
Like, you had so much other things going on. Yeah. In your head.
And like, as much as I didn't want to go because I wasn't feeling so well, mm-hmm. like, I couldn't get so anxious or excited, mm-hmm. that comes with the nervousness, mm-hmm. about the date.
You just went for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally just went. Like, I didn't even think about, like, what to wear.
Right.
You know?
Like, you didn't really care in a good way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I think it went fine because it was Meg's friend. But like, honestly, it wasn't really like a date. It was like a hangout.
Right.
It was a hangout, guys.
But he's a really nice guy.
He was so cute. Like, he was like, he actually has a really cute face, right?
According to her.
I think he's really cute.
Yeah.
Like, well, I think universally people would think he's cute.
Oh really?
Yeah, because he has like nice features. Has a very tall nose, big eyes, nice teeth. That I would say the only problem is that he's a bit short. But you know, if we're sat down, that didn't bother me. But it was giving me like gay best friend vibes, which was like low-key a problem.
Yeah,
because I feel like that made it not seem like a date.
I feel like that's why you go on like the second and the third date, to see if it actually,
if there's a spark.
Yeah,
but like, who initiates that?
I think naturally, or like I don't know, naturally,
because like there was no prior conversation,
right?
And it's like there's no conversation. But you know, I did what you say you like it when guys do.
Yeah.
You know how you say you like it when guys text you after the date,
mm-hmm.
to make sure like they went home safe, mm-hmm. and you want to say like thank you, mm-hmm. like I had a great time. Mm-hmm. I did that.
You did that? Bro. Stopping the guy.
I'm literally the guy.
She did that.
Because, I mean, I asked him out. Mm-hmm. I chose the dinner place. I booked the dinner place.
So funny.
And then we were like, let's go to a second, like, bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, like, where should we go? But I don't know if I'm supposed to be, like, joining the, ooh, where should we go? Mm-hmm. Even if I have a place in mind.
Because
in that moment, I was like, oh, I know a good place. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, ooh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just like, chop, chop, chop.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would think that's, like, a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, no, I get that.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
I honestly
what's the right answer?
Like
do you think that you low-key have to be a different persona and be like a girl?
No, I don't think so. That's why I like it when guys know more than me, though.
Right, but then I'm asking, do guys like it when girls know more than him?
I think that also depends on the guy.
Right.
Recently I just realized that I like anyone who just doesn't have pride. Like, not about his work or like about himself.
Yeah.
But like, when it comes to those situations, mm-hmm. like, I think if you're prideful, you feel ashamed or embarrassed that the girl knows more places than you. But if he's like open to like trying new places and he's like really amazed that you know all these great places, like, that's fine, you know?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But that does not make me a red flag that I know these places.
No. Right?
No.
Especially like your occupation, like,
yeah,
it makes sense. But, and then once again, I will be attracted to this guy who knows all these amazing bars around the area.
Yeah.
But then again, I will also think, why? How?
Why does
he
know?
Who did he take to her?
Yeah, like, yeah. That's true.
To this bar before.
But, like, so. I wanted to be like, oh, let's go, like, as soon as possible. Because, mm-hmm. like, I would want the guy to do that to me.
Why, like, are you leading the date?
As in, like, I don't really like it when, like, you guys are like, which one should we go to, like, where should we go, and like, can't decide.
Yeah,
moment. I don't really like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go here. Mm-hmm. But then it was a place that I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was like, I've never been here, but I have been interested to go here, so should we go here?
Yeah.
And he was like, let's go. It was so funny because, like, even like choosing the food, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was like, oh, I want to eat this. And I was like, what do you want? And then I realized that I was being such a guy, because like I called the staff, oh, and then I ordered, because that's what I always do when I'm with Meg.
I know. Wow.
So like thinking back at it, I'm thinking, wow, like maybe subconsciously, mm-hmm, I had made it seem like it wasn't a date. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I was like more leading.
But I do everything. Think some guys like that.
Right.
I'm just not sure if you like a guy who likes that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I understand where you're coming
but
from.
But we'll see. I think it's a good first try, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like, thinking back at it, yeah, I was literally just like, same as it.
And like, funny. We're not on any apps or anything. So like, it's not like we've been on a lot of dates. And
yeah,
we were trying to avoid people. Like, we were trying to avoid to go on dates with people that we met through work,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, work comes first. Or, like, we didn't want to jeopardize the work potential, mm-hmm, job opportunity potential,
yeah,
just because the date went bad, you know?
Right.
But then again, like, recently we realized that guys don't really care even if the date goes bad. Like, they will still work with you. Depends on the guy, but, like...
Depends on the guy,
but usually...
If the guy is, again, too prideful.
Yeah, true.
Or he cares too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are, like, very, like, intertwined qualities.
Yeah, true.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't think it's necessary to, like, not be interested in a guy, uh-huh, because you want to keep the relationship as, yeah, a worker or, yeah, a friend.
Yeah. But I did fail on one. Like, we didn't even do anything, but...
Yeah.
You know, we haven't spoken for, like... 6 months.
That was weird.
It was like almost like,
isn't it weird?
Because there was no moment.
Yeah, especially because there was no prior explanation.
Yeah, I really don't know what happened. I am not like too curious as to what happened, but I'm pretty sure something happened on his side. It's just,
but like, you know, like I think because we kind of might know the reason why,
mm-hmm,
he stopped texting.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why we're kind of able to like put a closure to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Like if we had no idea.
Exactly. We would be like, what the fuck?
What's going on? Yeah, true.
Right?
Yeah, so like.
So then if that was the case, then I think because you have no idea,
yeah,
you would be more pushy about it too.
Right. Yeah, because like, so basically this guy that I wasn't even talking to him, but like it was like a on and off situation.
Yeah.
And then I told this girl that there's an on and off situation with this,
yes,
guy.
Yes, yes, yes.
The day after I told her that,
yeah,
on her snap map, she was at that guy's house. And I was
bro.
And she even lied that she was back at her own house.
Yeah, she
which
lied.
Is like 2 hours away from that snap map location.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, she lied.
Yeah, it was weird because I made sure that she was a liar. I was like, wait, you are here? And she was like, yes, I am here. And I was like, okay, great. She's lying.
It was weird. Like, what the fuck was that lie for?
I know.
But that kind of, like, made it clear that she was at his place. And, like, I don't know if something happened between them or she said something to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But something did happen. And then after that, he literally, like, stopped inviting us to the gigs that he used to invite us to. He stopped texting. We were supposed to go on a dinner, like, the week after that. He canceled on that last minute,
I too. Can't believe he canceled that.
Yeah.
Like, he should have just gone.
Yeah.
He really should have just gone. And then,
told me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he's a coward.
Because our guess is that liar,
mm-hmm,
told him that Meg is basically like, head over heels,
yeah,
for
yeah, like
him.
Obsessed with him,
yeah, yeah, which she was not.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It was clearly, but like, it was clear that like both sides of the party was interested.
Yeah, but it was like Mitsuni, it wasn't serious.
Yeah, yeah, it was,
and I didn't want to date him.
It was
like
not
a fun
serious,
yeah,
but there was an interest.
Mm.
But it wasn't like she was in love with him or something.
Yeah.
And our guess is that she made it seem like she was.
Yeah.
That may have freaked him,
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
And was like, whoa, that was not my intention.
Yeah.
And if you're like really in love with me, I don't think I can reciprocate that feeling. So yeah, I don't think, yeah, we should go on this dinner.
Right, right.
It's
what
probably,
I think,
yeah,
happened.
Crazy.
So hopefully I get a closure one day when I can like frankly talk about it with him.
Yeah,
like, I can.
Yeah,
but he
so you
can't,
should be like, so. Yeah. So why the fuck did you?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
God, that was a long time ago.
It seems like a long time ago.
I think it was
crazy. It was like Bonenkai season.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, forget it.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway. Oh my god, I have so many questions about dates, guys.
Anyways.
Like, how do you bring it to a second date?
What do you mean? Well,
I'm serious, guys. Help me.
また行こうでしょ?
And then?
ね。
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you guys were, like, talking prior,
mm-hmm.
So, like, you guys have, like, a text going on, and you guys were low-key text buddies already,
mm-hmm.
Then I think it's easier.
Yeah.
But if you aren't text buddies, and the only conversation that you guys are basically having is where to go,
mm-hmm.
When to meet.
Yeah.
Okay, see you then. Thanks for yesterday. Had a great time. Let's go out sometime again. And then it ends.
I mean, they say it's the best if you choose the next date on the first date.
What?
Like, when can I see you next?
That's crazy. That's too much.
I mean, that's like if you kind of like liked each other already, but I don't know how second dates happen because...
Do you think most dates end on first dates?
A lot. But for me, when I have been on a second date,
mm-hmm.
Or when I was on a first date, I remember with this one guy, I talked about going to the movies next time.
Mm.
And then we parted ways. So if I have sent him like a movie link, I want to watch this, I think it would have happened. But I didn't because I wasn't interested in
right,
him like
right,
that.
Right.
Second time, it happened spontaneously.
Okay.
Or the second guy.
Yeah.
He was like... It was raining that night and
yeah.
I needed to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And like he was just being nice, but it ended up being a date, I guess, or like the second time I saw him.
Yeah.
But that got decided on the day of.
Right, right.
So I think it's rather spontaneous, or you talk about something you want to do next time on the first date and then you suggest right. that.
Ooh, let's invite my first date to our birthday party.
Shit. What birthday party? Who's planning the birthday party?
Wait, why?
Can I set up birthday party? Where are you trying to have your birthday party?
I don't know. Somewhere.
Have a birthday party somewhere, so
I guess we'll invite him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good second meet up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially when you guys are like both busy and like it's not common for you to be like texting each other.
Yeah,
like it's weird, you know.
Yeah,
to like force a conversation.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But do you know about this like seeding method theory?
No.
Seeding theory.
Uh-huh.
Where you like basically plant things,
mm-hmm.
Up until something happens.
What do you mean?
So for example, if you say you like, let's say you like cats.
Okay.
And then you talk about that on your first date, right?
Uh-huh.
And then like in my situation, like I said, it's difficult for you to start a conversation,
mm-hmm.
But then you guys talked about the fact that you like cats,
mm-hmm.
So then it's easy for a guy to send a photo of a cat to you, or like mm-hmm. a cat reel,
mm-hmm.
or something, and then start the conversation from there.
Right.
So like you're basically planting this up until you are actually talking,
mm.
And apparently that works.
Damn.
Or like it helps.
It helps. Yeah.
To like start a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than just saying hey. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so weird. There's no like, hey, what's up anymore.
Wait, do you think it's cute or cringe if a guy sends you a reel?
If he's interested in me?
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
You think it's cute?
Yeah. I would think he's trying. Or, but I would think it's cute if I'm also interested in him.
Right.
If I'm not, I would be like, oh my god, that would be... Like, I, like, especially, like, if it's not funny or, like, I don't know how to react to it.
What if it's, like, one of those, like, romantic ones? Places and you should go as a couple.
And I'm not interested in him?
No.
Oh, my God. I might just like it.
Can't breathe.
To let him know that I am not interested in you like that.
Right.
Because wouldn't it be misleading if you're like, oh my god, like I want to go.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's better to just like it. If I'm interested, I'd be like, damn, are we going together? You and me?
When are you taking me?
Yeah. So where are we going? Which one are we going to? Okay. Well, I'm supposed to be going on like 3 dates per month. So I'll update you guys on that soon again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And does Meg have any other updates?
Other than my period cramps.
Yeah. What's going on with your boy life?
I think I don't really talk about this, but they know that I have a boyfriend, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, kind of, I kind of, I'm kind of in a relationship right now. But I call this kind of because
she has said it, guys.
This is not a regular relationship that you guys would imagine, especially because of the way I work and the way he works. It's just mm-hmm. never like we haven't really been out and about, if that makes sense.
True.
I'm trying to learn a lot from this thing, whatever this is right now.
Yeah.
Such as
being in a relationship.
Yeah. I have to like voice my opinions when I want something. True. I can't just expect him to know.
That's very, very true.
Do things for me. However, I do think some people can do that mm-hmm. just because out of kindness mm-hmm. or like just because they're good at that. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm one of those people who can kind of do that. Mm-hmm. But then when people can't do it, and then I think Hina can too, you know. Mm-hmm. So when someone else can't, I just get really frustrated.
So are you talking about when he can't voice his opinions?
No. When he can't do the things that I can.
Oh.
But then I realize that it's important to voice my opinions. So yeah. I have to tell him, hey, this is what I like.
Right.
This is what I don't like.
That's a good lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to learn that.
And I realize that they don't really take it offensive, if that makes sense. They're like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, kind like, of. I like, didn't know.
Yeah. I really didn't know that I wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm like, yeah, please do that. Well, yeah, I think that's important.
That's good.
Because I also hate confronting. I also hate voicing my opinions.
Yeah, confrontation is hard.
Yeah. And I can say it to a friend easily.
Yeah.
Like, do this for me.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, no, bitch. But, you know, it's hard when it comes to a relationship. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's hard. Anyway.
Anyways.
Maybe we should talk about that in another episode.
Yeah.
What you've been learning from being in a relationship.
Relationship 101.
Teach me.
There's literally nothing to teach you.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we shall see you next week. Bye.